Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts. If you search out KQDJ Podcast, you can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts from. Well, National 4-H Week going on, and Leo Lollum is with us right now. Leo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell me, what club you belong to in 4-H, Leo?
I'm with Prairie Pals 4-H Club from Stetson County.
Okay. And how long have you been in 4-H?
About 6 years.
Okay. All right. National 4-H Week right now. So if people don't know anything about 4-H, Leo, maybe give them a little bit of info on what it offers people.
Well, 4-H offers a lot. There's a ton of things you can do. You can do exhibits, show animals, do Project Expo and other sorts of things, but you don't have to do any of that. You could just be a member of the club and get to meet a ton of new people.
Always good to meet new people and get new experiences. So talk about your involvement. What's your involvement in 4-H been?
I have done a lot in 4-H. Every year we go to the state fair. I show animals, pigs and sheep, and I exhibit a ton of exhibits. I do baking, cooking, rockets, and art.
So you're you do a lot of different stuff, kind of all over the place in 4-H. So if people listening are wondering, why should someone join 4-H, Leo? Why would you tell them to join?
Well, I think they should join because it's a really great experience. Even if you don't do any of the exhibits, you still get to go to all the meetings, meet a ton of new people, and do the activities at the meetings. And then there are a ton of 4-H camps that you can go to where you just get to meet new people.
So if there's something that maybe might surprise someone, or what is something someone might not know about 4-H, Leo?
4-H, I feel like a lot of people I talk to think 4-H is just about like showing animals and stuff, but it's so much more than that. There's like consumer decision making where you try and tell your customer like which is the best item to buy. There's Project Expo where there's a ton of like you can pretty much tell a judge about anything you want. You just have to make a board and then tell people about it. I've seen ones about like horses, cattle branding, rockets, or even like the dangers of the red 40 dye. There's just so much to do, and I think people don't understand just how much there is you can do in 4-H.
How would you say 4-H has helped you grow in the 6 years you've been in it?
I've met a lot of new people. I mean, without 4-H, I'd pretty much, I don't know 20 people, but I know like so many people, and it's really helped me come out of my shell and be more outgoing.
So if you had to pick, what is your favorite part about being in 4-H?
Honestly, for me, it's got to be either showing animals or just meeting new people. Like there's the one camp, EYC, Extension Youth Camp. It's for people that are in 4-H and people that aren't in 4-H that are maybe looking to join. And you can just, it's so fun. You get to meet all the state ambassadors. And I've always had a great time there. It's amazing for me, at least.
So someone listening to this right now wants to find out more about Stutzman County 4-H or how to join. Who should they contact?
They should try and contact Angela at the Stutzman County 4-H Extension Office.
Perfect. Leo, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks you. You're welcome.
All right. Leo Lollum there from 4-H. He's been a member for 6 years, and it's National 4-H Week. That'll wrap up this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.